Well, I've been in this position before. It's a bittersweet moment. And to think back of how I felt when I lost in the AFC Championship, when I went 15-1 with the Pittsburgh Steelers, I can't even remember. So, you know, we came back and won the Super Bowl that next season. So, you know, I've tried to put myself in that same situation and try to remember what I felt and how long it lasted and how I got over it, but I really can't remember. So, you know, it's a bittersweet moment. You know, it's going to take some time, but at the same time, it's going to fuel that energy and that hunger for next season. And, you know, it'll be over and done, you know, in a couple of weeks for this year's championship, and it'll be back at it.
Do you feel like the complexion of this team will change a lot next year? A lot of faces may not be here.
That's the sad thing about it. You know, every year the team changes. You know, it's almost like you're playing your last season in high school and, you know, the graduating senior class. And, you know, just the relationships you built with some of your teammates and all the hard work that, you know, you put in. And just to hate to see someone leave and not had an opportunity to hold that trophy up with you when you finally get it is the sad part about it.
I know you as a businessman want every guy to do what's best for themselves, but what football changes, if it's strictly football, would you prefer not to see in this
Oh, I'm not sure, you know. I hadn't even really focused in on that, but, you know, every team changes, you know, it's inevitable. You know, everybody has an opportunity to go and better themselves, you know, whether it's a coach or a player, and you can't fault them for that because, you know, that's what you play the game for, the hard work and everything you put into it. But, you know, in order to win, you try to keep the core group of guys together, and you try to put intangible parts around them. But, you know, I'm confident in the organization. They've done a great job bringing myself and Kevin Mawai and players like that in, and they've done a great job of getting guys in the offseason every year since I've been here. So I'm sure, you know, we'll be the 2009 Titans, but it won't be too much different.
When you were 1-0, 2-0, 9-0, 10-0, you guys never got too excited because you always said nothing's given, nothing's
right.
Guaranteed. I guess this is a reminder of it, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, that's the NFL, you know. We could clearly say, you know, any team that's in the running for the Super Bowl right now, we could beat, you know, any Sunday. And that's the sad part, but, you know, it's not basketball or hockey where you get to play a series. You know, it's whoever wins that day, and it doesn't have to be the best team that wins that day. It's whoever has the most points on the board, and that's just the tough part about football, and that's why it's one of the highly watched game in sports.